League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day and a damn early start to Dell's day. Live in the Veridex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 to hang with us here. We got a full board here. Who's first? Rusty? Rusty's first. Wants to talk to Lance. For some reason. Hey, Lance. Rusty.
Hey, good morning, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller on the Matt Thomas Show. It's good to be here.
This is a different show.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, the girl answering the phones, she sounds kind of hot anyway.
Yeah?
Okay. But, so the barbecue question. So for brisket, I was thinking, smoke a brisket, and right before or when you wrap it, you dump it in a vat of birria sauce and finish it in that sauce, and maybe it'll just fall apart in your hands when you try and remove it.
Ooh.
What do you think?
I never thought about that, but that's interesting. That's not going to be it's not going to fall apart in your hands because it's a brisket, but the finish with the birria sauce is interesting. But if I'm doing InfoLine right now, what I would tell you is that we're going to stay in our lanes here, and we'll use the birria for the media and for
media.
Now you can potentially baste if you want a little bit late before you, as you mentioned, before you wrap, but I would not go over the top with it. If you're going to wrap your brisket, you simply want to get that, maybe put it in a cooler, take it off, get that steam going, and then let it rest for about 45 minutes to an hour. Let the cook finish, and then we'll slice it, but it's not going to fall apart in your hands.
Why you're giving brisket advice?
Because I am a brisket guy. Okay. Am I the best brisket guy?
Appreciate it, Chef.
Yeah. Am I the best brisket
guy? Thank you, Chef.
No, I'm not.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, yeah. You can say herd chef. That's how you say that. You say
herd chef.
Okay. Herd chef. Okay. That means, yeah, I heard you. I understand. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Rusty.
Thanks, Rusty.
Yeah, that's some of the steak. Now, I'm really a steak perfectionist. I perfected the steak. Brisket, I've gotten really good. I'm really good at ribs, but the steak is really that's my zone.
Yeah.
The steak is my zone, actually.
Yeah, but brisket doesn't seem to be.
No, it's good. It's good. Mm. You heard wrong.
Okay. I don't know. I just saw it with my eyes, my human eyes. Longhorn Scott wants to talk about Johnny Manziel for some. Well, you know. I could see this going awry. What's up, Longhorn Scott?
No, actually, I wanted to. Well, I do, but I went before that. I have an idea for Dale's show.
Dale's show.
I don't know if this name's been used, and it may be too long, but I'll let y'all decide. And then we'll get to the Johnny Manziel thing. How about this? Soccer Matters with Dell. Ole, 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 ole. Would that be too long?
It is long, but it's still a good. I like it. Soccer Matters with Dell. Ole, 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 ole. I like it. Ole, ole.
Well, you know, run it through the focus groups. You know, see what they say. But anyway, and I'll give you full credit if you work with it. But anyway. No, so yesterday, and my phone, I'm an AT&T guy, naturally, and my phone wouldn't work, and I wanted to call him, but all the talk about Johnny Manziel, it transported me back to, like, what, 2013? Remember when he did the pro day in College Station, and he had, like, the guy was holding the brooms, and he's, like, had the hip-hop music playing, it was, like,
I was there.
Kind of half club.
I was there at the, it was, right? First of all, it was 2014, but I was at that pro day. It was different. He wore pads and a helmet. Never seen that before, and I don't think I've ever seen that since.
Right, so then the next week you guys were doing something where y'all were like, hey, call in and give us your best song or whatever. So, like, I whipped out on the fly, like, I pulled over and scribbled this song. And Lance, I texted you about it yesterday, but yeah, may I give it another go? Because it's sure. seared into my brain. I will never forget it.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I can't remember how it sounded.
It's like this. So last week in College Station, and I had my pro day. I just to see what all the NFL GMs would say. It went well, so I got a little tipsy. A day in the life of a modern-day gypsy. Woo, woo, gonna tell your fortune. Woo, woo, how about a new roof? Woo, woo, maybe some new asphalt. A day in the life of a modern-day gypsy. Because I don't know if that rings any bells, but
nope.
That was led up to with all the gypsy talk. Because anyway, does that ring any bells?
It doesn't ring it. No, but I'm glad you.
I didn't know. Gypsies,
I feel like I heard it for the first time. But
I didn't
okay.
know gypsies did roofing and asphalt.
Yeah,
right? Not here in Houston. It's
so much
looks
no.
different. But
I'll just close by saying this. I do recall that there were some Roma folk maybe that called in and weren't happy about it, but you know, okay,
sirrah, sirrah. Yeah,
Scott, can you give us this real quick? SEC, SEC. I can't get my wife to do that. She said she would never do. She thought it was so lame whenever she was in the Big 12. But now that you guys are in the SEC, kind of, are you going to start chanting SEC?
I have been very consistent with this when I asked about it. The one time you're going to hear me chanting that. The one time is going to be on November 30th of this year when Texas hangs number 77 on A&M and College Station, and I will be there. I already told my wife, I go, I'm going to pay whatever I have to be there because I will not miss that when we hang number 77 on them, and I will absolutely chant SEC in a mock way, of course, because it will complete the undoing of their alleged, you know, self-inflated whatever, sitting higher than the horns. Or anyway, it's just too good. But no, otherwise, no, screw conferences. I'm a Longhorn fan. I don't care about Ole Miss, Mississippi State. If they do well and my Horns don't do well, my team didn't do well. I'm not going to coattail. And that's the fact. That's how most people are. So no, I don't root for conferences. I root for one team, my university where I graduated from, hook 'em horns, screw everybody else.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
No.
That's how it should be. Cheer for your own conference is the weirdest move in the world.
Well, here's the thing in the SEC. Nobody's ever going to see horns down.
Wish you'd stop doing that. Sean Mapes is a Longhorn.
Ever. Are you a horn? You're a horn, right?
Yeah, Mapes? What are we doing? What are we doing?
I mean, that's a slur.
Ugly. That's ugly.
That's a hate crime.
There's going to be a new level of disrespect.
That's a hate crime.
For your university.
When you do horns down like you just did with your hands, that's a hate crime.
What was the HR&P
website? Do you have a spot coming up about that?
It's right here. I got it in my computer.
We're
going to get kicked off YouTube, all right?
You can't keep doing horns down. Okay. Have you seen people penalized for doing it?
I've seen, yes.
Have you seen people?
I love how butthurt Texas fans are.
Have you seen
Rodney Terry is my favorite video. Okay, yep. Getting butt hurt because the other players are doing horns
have
down.
Have you seen students have to be taken out of stadiums for having horns down?
They'll
and
never
they had to
make
put
it.
Shirts on, yes
Listen,
or no?
You'll never make it in the SEC if you are going to be butt hurt about horns down.
Is it bad to have class? How have we lost all of our class now in society?
The SEC, there is no class. Trust me. There's no class.
Did you see
the
someone try to
I've
throw?
Heard at
did
LSU
you see
games,
someone is, try is, to throw a bottle glass bottle at Lee Corso, yes or no?
Yes.
Did you see somebody try to throw a golf ball at him?
I saw someone that I know really, really well throw a liquor bottle. A liquor bottle at the LSU players.
Frankie.
Because they didn't score in the first half. Go into halftime.
Shut up.
Yes.
They threw a liquor bottle at him?
Threw it.
That's not
I was
classy.
Like, what are you doing? They suck.
You know what?
That's your team.
Yeah. That's giving horns down.
No.
That's what that's
horns
giving.
Down
horns
is,
down vibes.
That's horns down is nothing. And if you're butthurt about that, you ain't making it in the SEC.
I don't think it's butthurt. It's just like you just It's a hate crime.
It's not a hate crime.
I've been told it is.
Oh, yeah. I know you've been told that because you live in a sensitive-ass house, okay?
No, my wife doesn't. Well, although she does.
Does she hang horns down?
People are. She has. I have heard her.
Everybody does it.
I have heard her
lean
say.
Lean into it, Texas
I have man. Heard her say she's seen people on, like, Iowa State doing it and said, effing losers.
What?
Listen. Because she's like, you don't get to do it. They'll even tell you, Sooners get to do it. You don't get to do it either, Aggies. Like, they don't want Aggies.
Everybody is actually, gonna, by the way.
But it's actually become new. It's like, it's only over the last, well, okay, Oklahoma did it forever, but everyone else didn't. But now it's a thing, and now they know you don't like
no,
it.
No, yeah.
It's like,
now on. You know, that was the first thing.
Rodney, first of all, Rodney Terry basically
he
alerted the rest
you.
Of the world.
He
if
hurt
you. If you go play a football game in
it
China.
It was before this.
If you go to China before. For a football game, Chinese fans are going to... They're going to be hitting you with, but well, no, they're pretty going to, they're actually not going to do
they're
that
classy.
Because they're classy. Yeah. They're classy. The Asian community is going to be real classy. But if you go to Mexico City, if you go to Mexico City and play a game in Mexico City,
no.
You're going to get horns down.
Yeah.
Because now they know. If you go to,
no, but this
to
is
Germany,
before.
You're going to get
when hands. The SEC came out with, if a player does a horns down, or the Big 12 came out with a player does a horns down on his way to a touchdown, he's going to be penalized. Soft ass Longhorns. Stop being soft.
And look at this. Somebody said that CJ wouldn't give a Spanish-speaking radio station an interview, but our intern, Lexi, look at this. She's got a picture. CJ, may I have a pic with you? And then look what happened. She got a picture with CJ.
You see? CJ's not racist.
See? What? No one said he was racist.
I didn't say
no. Well, no, they said he wouldn't give a... Why do you do that? No one said that. He just said he didn't want him to become like Deshaun Watson, like too full of himself.
Well,
no one said racist.
I said he's not.
Lex is Hispanic for people. Yes. They can't see the picture.
Right.
Okay.
Lex is Hispanic.
So just so you know, and she got a picture, and he seems like a nice guy in that picture.
Right. Derek DeSola is one of my people, I think. His name is DeSola. I don't know. I don't care, you know, but he is an expert in safes. He is an expert in locks. If you are with Houston Safe and Lock, which he's the owner of Houston Safe and Lock, along with a couple of other guys, he knows safes better than anybody. Every day he's doing safes. Every day he has got showrooms. King Safe and Lock, which is at Wirt 910, and Houston Safe and Lock, which is at Westheimer and the Beltway. He has got showrooms of safes. He's got a warehouse of safes. You're going to get a better price on your safe because he buys it in bulk. When you buy in bulk from American Security, you're going to get a better price. The other safe people that you're going to go to probably don't have a showroom, first of all. Secondly, don't have a warehouse, okay? And they're buying their safes one at a time. You buy something one at a time, you're paying more. So if you're buying a safe, get it from the guy that's got a bunch of them. And he's got them stored, and he can get it to you same day. This is happening every single day at Houston Safe and Lock. You need a safe. Listen, put your gun away. Put your jewelry away. Put it all. If you've got a business, you need a safe. You can bolt it to the rock. They do it all. They do everything with safes and locks. It's Houston Safe and Lock, 713-522-5555 or 975safe.com.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Pirate Radio. With a license.
No woman ever slept with me and lived.
Under a physician's observation from behind the glass at the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Yeah, I agree with this. That picture of Raheel, the Lululemon picture.
Yeah.
Okay. That's got to be in the background of Dell and Sean's show. What about this new backdrop and the show name, The Muslim Dell Show?
I don't think that
The makes Muslim any Dell sense. Show.
I don't think that makes any sense.
Are you Muslim in any way, shape, or form, Sean?
No, not in any
Nor is
way, Del. Shape, or form.
No, okay.
No.
Dell's not? Are we sure?
Yeah.
We don't know that.
Dell has
I don't know what his...
Dell doesn't believe in anything. What are you talking about? Dell is an existentialist. He is Bartleby the Scrivener.
He may be, we don't know. No one knows for sure. Yeah, I'm not even sure he knows what he is.
Okay, I'm going to read you the definition of existentialist.
Yeah. He doesn't believe in anything.
And I want to see if you, if this sounds like Dell. Okay? Let's just play this little game. All right, let me see. What does an existentialist believe? Existentialists believe the nature of existence varies and is individualized to each person. We are defined by our own existence, and our own existence is made up of our own relationship to other people and things in the world. They believe each person must choose and commit to meaning and direction in life. That's not what I'm looking for.
That's not it.
That's not really what existentialism is that I know.
It's you really don't believe in anything. Right? Yeah. It just is.
Life has no meaning.
Right.
Go watch Waiting for Godot.
Life has new meaning to me.
Okay, existentialism. An adjective. Wait, existential. Okay, existentialism.
Why? Why are we doing this again?
Know.
I forget.
I'm pot committed now. I'm in too deep. I got to read
this. I like the Mapes show with Dell.
Okay, here it is. Is this Dell?
Oh, hello.
A 20th century philosophical movement embracing diverse doctrines, but centering on an analysis of individual existence in an unfathomable universe and the plight of the individual who must assume ultimate responsibility for acts of free will without any certain knowledge of what is right or wrong, good or bad. So there is no right or wrong. There is no good or bad. It's an unfathomable universe. It's basically you don't have a true belief system. This is Dell. This is Dell. Don't overthink it. So does he have a religious belief? I don't know, but I'm just going to put him on no.
I don't care about all that. What I do care about is that we did have Kaz Matsui. Remember, we were talking about Japanese players. We had also had Aoki. Remember, Aoki was part. Was he part of the Go-Go trade?
Remember? Yeah, that's right. We did have Aoki.
We had Aoki and Kaz Matsui. We had Anil Fishers. And
can you, for people who weren't following the Astros before they got cool, can you tell people what we had? You just said, don't save this, Sean. You just said we had blah, 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 and blah, 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 Fishers, blah, 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 blah. There, no one's saving that.
Okay.
You just said that.
No, right.
Say what that is. Kaz Matsui was missing time. From the Astros with that.
With that, because...
And how that got out on the injury report, I have no idea. You just say lower body injury. You don't say, he's hurt with anal fissures, because then we had to
Google it. He had anal fissures, and it was actually hemorrhoids, right? They didn't... I don't know.
Doesn't matter. How'd that get put out in the
public?
They
didn't have a word in Japan for...
The disrespect...
They put out anal fissures.
The disrespect to put that out in public.
Yeah.
You just say he has a lower body injury, he's out.
Right.
He's questionable. That's all you got to say. But yeah, we had that as a Japanese player. That's fine. Not good. Waste of money. Paid him over $6 million a year. That's actually, by today's standards, good money.
Yeah.
For a middling backup infielder, you got $6 million a year.
That's he had a nice.
That was back in the day. That was a dumbass contract.
Are we?
He would smoke cigarettes, if I remember correctly, like in the dugout.
Yeah, he was great. I love that guy. Loved Cass. I didn't love the anal fissure thing, but okay. Did you see Tiger's son Charlie played in a qualifier?
No,
qualifier for a tournament. 86.
That's shocking. I expect him to be really good.
He's a kid. He's 15 years old. He's going to get better. He had a 12. He had a 12 on a par 5.
Probably going for everything. Well, I guarantee you, Charlie probably doesn't try to lay up.
No, Charlie.
You think he 10 cupped it and just kept dropping a ball and trying to hit it over?
Either that or he just shanked it. Whatever. That's happened in life.
Hey, one thing that we have not talked about today, and I do want to mention it, Rockets lost last night. It's their first game back. You know, they started off red hot. They were dropping threes on everybody, and I was thinking, man, this is going to be a good game. Now, New Orleans was hot too. So both teams were scoring at a high rate. New Orleans had 31 in the first, Rockets like 27, something like that. They both offensively got off to a really good start. Rockets... midway through the second, kind of lost it, headed into the half. And then the second half was just terrible. But, man, you had Şengün had a really, really tough time. yesterday around the basket. He was getting dominated, and it was not good at all. But they did not come out with the new starting lineup. I like seeing Amen Thompson in there. He's definitely going to be playing more. Amen is definitely going to be a factor. The broadcast had a little poll. Which player do you think will close out the strongest in the second half of the season? And it's Cam Whitmore, Jalen Green, Amen Thompson, or Jabari Smith. Who is yours? How would you rank them? Who do you think closes out the strongest?
Amen, Cam, who else? Jabari, and Jalen?
Yeah.
Probably Jalen.
I mean, who would you make two?
Amen.
Okay, that's what mine was.
Yeah.
The fans had Cam one, Jalen two. No, Jalen and Amen were tied, and then Jabari last. Jabari is probably going to be last just because the nature of what's expected of him. He's not going to really pop. You know, he might with rebound. Is anyone going to get super excited when he's grabbing 11? I will, because I'm a rebound guy. But 11 boards, 12 boards, no one's going to get excited about it, even though that helps you win games potentially. But the guys who will, you know, you brought it up yesterday. Jalen plays really well in the second half of seasons. He's had a tendency to really kick it up in the second half of seasons. So, but I still think Amen Thompson, to me, I think Cam Whitmore could hit a wall. But Amen Thompson, I have a funny feeling. You remember, he's had, of course, both he and Cam have missed some time. But I think we're about to see Amen Thompson really keep growing up. Amen is going to end up being a really, really important draft pick for the Houston Rockets in the future. Mark my words. What he gives this team, and then my expectations of what he still has left to how he's going to grow offensively, I think Amen Thompson's going to be. He had a shot yesterday that was absolutely incredible. Spin dribble. It headed down the left side of the lane, spin dribble around the defender, went up and under and threw got some side spin on it and threw a circus shot off the you know,
his hops are incredible.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a shot blocker. Like, man, I love him.
Of the 2, 3, and 4 picks, Jalen, Jabari, Amen, who will have the best career?
Say it again?
The 2, 3, and 4 picks. Jalen was second, Jabari was third, Amen was fourth. Who will have the best career?
Jalen, I got you. Jalen, Jabari, Amen, the best career. God, that's actually kind of hard. I mean, you know, people are going to write Jabari off. I think it's a mistake. Because I think he's got a chance to really have an impact on winning. He just statistically is not going to look as sexy as Jalen. Because Jalen's going to be a scorer in his career. I just don't know if he's going to have any impact on the league, like, other than just empty points. I'm going to say Amen.
You think Amen's going to have the best career of those three?
I think he is, because I think he's going to play a long time. Defense doesn't. He's a really explosive. He's a really explosive athlete. If he's already good defensively, he has a great work ethic, he's going to get better offensively. He's just a complete, like, he hasn't even begun to show, you know, what he can do offensively, potentially.
What about Jabari or Jalen next?
Well, I think, you know, I think for the Rockets, it'll be Jabari. I think Jalen will be somewhere else. But Jalen's going to be, you know, I think he's going to average over 20 points a game for his career.
Really?
Yeah. He's a good scorer, and he may be a volume shooter. He's not the most efficient player. He had some nice threes yesterday. The stroke actually looked a little better. I think Jalen's going to be okay. I just don't know that he's the right fit for Houston.
They looked awful. We were watching.
The first half they didn't. The second half was a suck.
On the other side, we'll talk about this because it's 8:30, but there's more to talk about here. Right now, though, I'm talking about Chastain Ford. My people over at Chastain Ford, I love them. You're going to love them, too. Listen. This weekend, where are you getting? Get your truck on. Get your truck on right now at Chastain Ford. Chastain Ford, it's truck month. They've got discounts. They got to get the 2023s off the lot. They are, I'm telling you, this is the best time period ever to buy. Because they don't want 2023s on the lot in March. They're getting rid of them. That's why they have truck month in February. Get rid of them. Get them off the lot. 1.9% financing for 72 months? It's ridiculous. 6 years, you got their money tied up? and you're paying low, low, low prices with 1.9% financing, it's ridiculous. No add-ons, no markups. They're not going to charge. By the time you get done with another dealership after you agreed on a price for the truck, or you see the sticker, or you see what the discounts were, and you walk out and it's still $3,000 or $4,000 more, you're like, what the heck happened? What happened? I thought it was going to be this price, and look what it is now. That's not whatever happens at Chastain Ford. You're looking for the best truck on Truck Month. This is the time to get to Chastain Ford on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're hooked up with it.
Toss a coin to your witcher.
The Veritex Community Bank Studios currently contains two human beings, as well as two live Western pygmy rattlesnakes and six emperor scorpions. You know, for protection. Here's John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3. We still got an hour and a half left of this show. Let's go. 713-780-3776.
Lord, guys, kill a few segments off.
Yeah, let's go. I mean, you were calling, and then we could just sit there and listen to you jabber. We got Longhorn Scott singing to us, which was awesome. We got CJ being accused of being anti Hispanic
speaking interview. Well, the question was, is he going to change and become like Deshaun? But not in that way. Just not be our own fun little quarterback. It's always a concern.
Yeah, but
like I'm
our intern disproved that whole theory.
Yeah, she got a picture with him. She said, "Can I take a picture on a piece of paper, handwritten?" And CJ came and took a picture at a Rockets game. But I will say this: I do live with concern. I am shell shocked after there is some PTSD after the Deshaun Watson stuff. So there's always same agent. I don't, for just whatever reason, I'm always going to live a little on edge that our favorite CJ, you know, maybe gets to where he's less approachable and less likable and more cranky. You just never want that to happen. You want it to be like Altuve. And by the way, Altuve, and frankly, JJ stayed like that pretty much his entire career. He's more sassy now than he's ever been.
Yeah, and JJ, I don't mind if CJ gets sassy after he's done.
He's already sassy on the Pivot podcast, telling him, where did you play? No. Florida. I thought you played at Alabama. I thought you actually played at a good team. They won national championship. They beat Ohio State.
Yeah.
CJ.
We don't know that. Did you see Bill O'Brien's introductory press conference at Boston College?
No. Do we have sound? Is it probably boring? It would probably nothing.
Right? No. Well, actually, that he reflected on. He was asked about his career as the Texans general manager. So he was the coach, obviously. He said this. Bill O'Brien had this to say. We didn't really get to where we wanted to get to because of a series of events that happened. I ended up having the general manager title. Looking back on that, that's not really who I am. I'm a coach. That's what I do well. So probably took a little bit too much on my plate, and it didn't end very well. But we had a good run there. He said, I'm always very grateful for my time in Houston. You know, people don't always agree with how that tenure went for me, but I think we were very successful there. It just didn't end well. We made some mistakes that didn't end up very well. I think that's a pretty – you know what? He has to be honest since he was the worst general manager in NFL history.
He acknowledged it. He was an a-hole all along the way, though. Yeah. He made people who – Bill O'Brien,
he was
on a personal
tyrant.
Level, was a tyrant who made people not want to come to work and treated people like total dog turds. Yeah.
Well, he came from that Belichick school.
That's – now, Bill Belichick, I don't think, ever treated people – on a personal level, like total dirt. No. He was paranoid. He was, one day he'd be happy, the next day a complete and total nightmare.
Well, okay, so look at the guys.
He did come from, yes, he came.
The Josh McDaniels, the Charlie Weisses, the Bill O'Briens.
Well, they're not personable.
But the Brian Daboll, apparently that locker room, that organization, he's a tyrant.
He was a Saban and Belichick.
Apparently, well, there's stories out there about Wink wanting to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because they come from a place where it's a dictatorship, and if you ain't following the dictator, then you are going to catch it. And you are going. And Bill O'Brien had that same mentality.
But it was worse on a personality level.
I don't know. Dayball's pretty bad.
No. This was fundamentally, he wanted people fired in the building who didn't even matter. Like, and Jack made it worse.
Well, Jack,
I think Jack helped make him more paranoid. Yeah, yeah. But he MF'd people who were doing their jobs. He was like, Bill was on a level that was, and they say outside of the building, you know, he could be really cool. People who talked to him. And I think there was that. I think he did have that side. But I also think that he just fundamentally doesn't know how to treat people. I think he has, you know, an issue personality-wise with just dealing with people. And it's really, really bad. And you can say you're going to learn from it, but I don't think he ever will. I think he's acknowledging the problems. But will he truly acknowledge how bad he was as GM? I mean, I wonder if he truly knows how terrible most of the things he did.
He did say we made mistakes.
He did say that. Yeah. But I would
And he was in out over his skis.
Did he say that?
Well, yes, he said.
Okay, tell me where he said that.
He said, grateful to the teams we had. Blah, blah, blah. He said, we really didn't get where we wanted to do. I end up having to be the general manager. Looking back on that, that's really not who I am. I'm a coach. And that's what I do well.
Okay.
He acknowledged that he's not a GM.
All right. I have respect for that. But I'd also like an itemization of the things that you think you messed up.
No.
On. Yes?
No, you know, he doesn't need.
Yes?
No.
Let me do it for him.
He's doing the short form,
Let me
the
do it
IRS
for him.
Short form. He's not doing an itemized.
Tunsil trade, two firsts, first of all, but also not having a contract done. There's one for you. Trading Jadeveon Clowney for a third. There's two
DeAndre
for you.
Hopkins.
Trading DeAndre Hopkins, not even getting a first. Trading for
and David. Taking David
and taking
Johnson.
On David Johnson's contract, which was totally unnecessary. Yeah. You're already doing him a favor by giving him a discount on that. They should be taking a bad contract
Worst
off your
trade
hands.
In NFL history.
Yes. Let's see. We'll also go with there's one right after that. There was a terrible move after. Well, he didn't last much longer than that, actually, but there was another terrible move. After that, this can't be all the terrible moves. I know there's lots more in the bag.
Jadeveon, Clowney, DeAndre Hopkins.
I'm forgetting a big one.
Laremy Tunsil.
That was all one, like, over two seasons.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There's another one, too.
I don't remember. And did he have a signing that was just awful? Whatever.
No, this is not nearly enough. We're just blanking on this.
Yeah.
Because, wait, is he the one that did the Brock Osweiler deal? He had to. If he was there with Rick Smith.
No.
Think Rick did it and Bill's like, I didn't want Brock. You think Bill O'Brien was going to let Rick just put a quarterback on him? That was Bill.
He also didn't start Deshaun Watson in that first game. Which
first half.
Yeah, right.
I can't kill him for that.
Yeah.
He figured it out after a half.
Wow. Got to get him in there.
I didn't really have a problem with the coach as much.
Coach wasn't nearly as bad as the GM. The GM was the worst in NFL
history.
Dealing
away first round picks is just awful.
Worst in NFL history. There's no question. 7378033776. When we come back, we got to look at this bullpen. Astros start their spring training schedule tomorrow against Washington. So they kick off the spring training. It will be Joe Espada's first game as a manager. I imagine he's going to be pretty pumped to manage baseball. It's not a real baseball game, but it's his first managerial, his first try at managing a team. So that'll be pretty cool for him. But we will look at the bullpen because that's probably the biggest concern. Not the back end, but the rest of the bullpen. That's the question mark as we head into this 2024 season. But first, Lance, you need to talk about your people over at Gulf Coast Chevy.
Gulf Coast Chevy, they have great people. Rick Drenner, Craig DeSurf, Lindsay in service. They got a lot of – I mean, the people who have been there for years and years. They don't leave. The people who need a second car, when you go in for your first car, whether it's a Silverado pickup truck, which is awesome, the GMC Sierra 1500. Maybe it's the Buick Envision right now that they have lease opportunities at $299 and even as low as $99 for qualified buyers. You got a chance to really take advantage of purchase or lease that is going to be a vehicle that you're looking for. They've got a great, they've got great vehicles in stock, but they're also out there looking for vehicles that you want so they can get those in so you don't settle for something that you don't want. And here's something else. They'll give you more for your trade-in value. They'll go that extra mile. Tell them that you're a friend of mine. I don't care. You can make up whatever lie you want about how close we are. And they'll even go even harder on the deal. Craig DeSerf said he ran into a listener who was talking me up and said that I was the guy that he listened to and wanted to come in and get the vehicle. It was a Chevy Traverse like I drive. And he said we had a great deal for him. Our internet deal was great. And we even gave him, we dropped that a little bit more and gave him even more for the trade-in value just because we wanted to make sure that he was happy. And they want you to come back and get a second car, a third car, your family, your coworkers. That's what they want. You get treated like that. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. It's out in Angleton, but it's well worth the drive. Save you thousands, and you'll have a car buying experience that's no hassle, no hustle. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LandZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the best sports radio station in Houston. Well, on FM, that is. Back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the... Let me consult the thesaurus here. What's another word for terrible? Disastrous, hideous, horrifying, dreadful, disturbing, dreadful. Oh, it's the unfortunate team of John and Lance. Yep.
847 ESPN 97.5. That is, that's terrible. We're just, anyway, Captain Ron. Tip of the cap to Captain Ron over there on the other side. 713-780-3776. I don't even know what you do, Lance. That's what that came in from Tommy Stern.
Yeah, I saw it.
One guy says that, and he might be right about this, Malik Nabers is in Kill Harry, or he's got bust written all over him.
Yeah, he came after me, said I was, you live long enough and you see people become Nolan Araki. He was talking about me. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you talking
Percy
about?
Percy Harvin.
Yeah, called him comp the first yard. Worst comps I've ever seen. That's not what his game is at all.
Yeah. Well, it looks
Nikhil
like.
Harry, like.
I don't know. I might go with this guy. I don't know. We'll see.
Will in Seattle? Yeah.
Yeah, Will in Seattle.
I would go with that.
Yeah. I mean, well, just because he has a differing opinion, Lance, doesn't mean we have to. Oh, you belittled him by saying you don't follow him. Well done, sir. Okay, well done.
I said I was going to unfollow him, but I didn't actually even follow him in the first place.
Right. It was a little passive-aggressive.
Yeah, it was.
Right.
I want to make him feel terrible about himself. If you come at me, I'm going
you
to
come at the king.
Clap back. I'll go Kevin Durant. I don't have to go to a burner. I'll just go to your face like he did to those Mavericks fans. He said somebody, if you saw the video, he was running on the court, and apparently he said somebody called him a bench, but it didn't.
Oh.
It wasn't bench. It was the other one.
Uh-huh.
And he walked over to him. This is in warm-ups. He walked over to him. He was like, hey, what the? And this woman tries to shake his hand like, hey, her. They already look drunk. Her and the guy she's with already have kind of drunk look. Like, they just got the drunk look to them.
If that makes,
have you seen the video?
No.
Pull it up. It's on ESPN. Pull it up and see if it. What? They both have full beers, and it's before a game, so there's no way they're. I don't think they would have been drunk, but they could have been. Because you don't want to get drunk on stadium prices.
I take it back. I didn't hear it. I did see the video.
But apparently he asked the security. Now, I couldn't tell this from watching the video. But it was out there. And I don't know if this is just to make him look good or something. But he asked security not to throw them out, I guess.
Good for him.
Which is good for him. Because he's known as one of the super sensitive NBA guys. I mean... Russell Westbrook, you would have immediately, or LeBron would have immediately had you.
So he was walking by, he heard something, what he thought was him calling him the bench.
Yeah.
And he came back, and he was talking to him. And the guy, I don't know if they, I didn't think that he looked drunk. He was just explaining whatever.
I'm really talking the woman more than the guy.
Yeah, maybe she was.
She's like, come on. Yeah. She's putting her hand out like, let's dap it up or whatever. And the guy was trying to, but there's no reason to drop a B word on any player.
Right.
Honestly, I mean, I'm all for you can heckle players or whatever. There are super sensitive. Westbrook, come on. LeBron, just the crybabiness. You're going after my family. We're grown men. You're going to disrespect us. This is just it. You're going to take some crap. But certain things like dropping the B word on a guy who's running out to layup line.
Right.
Are we really doing that, Mavericks fans? Yeah.
Speaking of the Mavericks, I talked about this a little bit earlier. Since they got – me and JT were watching the game last night, and he was dead on. He goes, man, I saw Daniel Gafford a couple of years ago with the Wizards, and he thought, man, that's exactly what the Mavericks could use. He likes the Mavericks. He likes Luka a lot. JT was like, Porzingis wasn't really a center. He was a four playing center, and it's – they've got a toughness now with P.J. Washington and Gafford that the Mavericks haven't had before. They look like a different team. They beat the Suns last night, and they beat it pretty good. It was a good game. The Suns kept coming back, but the Mavericks look better, and Gafford is a force in the middle. We were talking about it. Is this what the Rockets might need?
In the middle. Yeah.
If Alpi could play more of a four role. No.
He's never going to block shots. If he could
play more of a four role, have an enforcer inside. It's not Landale. It's not Jock Landale.
This is a mistake signing.
Yes. That was not what. I think maybe that's a little bit of what they were looking for. He's just not that guy. But Gafford inside now. Looks like he is. He's defending the basket. They've got a physicality about him. Grabbing rebounds. He's averaging 12, 13 points a game, too. This is something that I think the Rockets could really use.
Totally. You know, that's why Clint Capella on the trade deadline, I was hoping for something like that.
I don't know that Clint Capella's that
answer. Man, Clint Capella can block shots and rebound still.
Yeah, I know, but he doesn't have that physicality.
Well, I don't
Gafford
think
is a force in the middle.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of guys who are like that you need. It's still a pace and space league. I mean,
trust me, they're still doing that.
I mean, Robert.
Look, nobody's paces and spaces like the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Even with Gafford on the floor.
Exactly. And Robert Williams would have been a guy that I would have liked to see. Robert Williams from the Celtics. He's another one that can rebound and block shots. You want a guy that can rim protect some. I mean, that was a huge difference. Last night, as a matter of fact, is you and you don't have to be like you do need your four. The problem is Şengün is not a classic stretch four. He's a guy that, you know, if he would gain weight, the classic stretch four could be Jabari Smith at some point. He's got 3-point range. He just really needs to put on muscle. Like he really needs to focus on adding more muscle.
Well, the organization might be saying, I'm not sure if you heard. But we were trying to get Lopez, okay?
Yeah, no, and that's and
then you know what?
No, that's true, and so they recognized.
But a lot
that.
Of people were after when Alpi started the season the way that he did. Thank God we didn't get Lopez. Thank God because Lopez would be taken. I'm not sure that he'd be taking Alpi minutes.
No,
Alpi might be taking Jabari minutes.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And I don't know how often you're going to play double big lineups anymore. But Alpi can, you know, I mean. Theoretically, I guess you'd like to have a five, maybe, who could shoot some threes, but that's not going to happen much.
Well,
but you watched the game yesterday.
Well, I saw a couple of bigs last night for the Pelicans.
Did you see Valanciunas? Valanciunas was dominating. Like,
and Zion. Dude.
Yeah.
That's a couple of bigs on the floor at the same time.
Valanciunas yesterday, 20 points, 14 rebounds. He was a plus nine.
And look at Zion.
They don't have him for any block shots, but I'm telling you, man. He changes a lot of shots.
He changes them. What were Zion's numbers?
27 points, 9 assists, and 3 boards. 1 block.
Yeah.
3 blocks for...
I'm pretty sure you could play double bigs.
Yeah, Trey Murphy had 3 blocks, though. Alperen Şengün yesterday had... he was 6 of 9. I mean, he ended up with 20 points, 9 rebounds, but he was a minus 15. That box score is not indicative of how that game went.
No, it does not.
At all. And... the Rockets absolutely could use a big. If you could get rid of Landale, and I don't even care if it's a big who plays 18 minutes a game, go get somebody that when you need him, because Udoka's proven one thing, based on the matchups and based on how people are playing, he's willing to play whoever in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Like, if you get a big, let's say you're not a standard double big lineup, but if you feel like that will work for a team, oh, he'll play Shingun and somebody in a
play
big
Jeff
man.
Green. If Jeff Green is hot, he'll play Jeff Green.
Yeah, and that's a classic. You know, Jay Shante. Remember, Maury always got stuck with 6'7 power forwards and 6'8 power forwards, and none of them famously loved Chuck Hayes. I love Chuck Hayes, but let's be real. Chuck Hayes didn't block a shot in probably 30 years. You need to have a big that can block shots. Well, and I think Londale was the backup plan to Brooke.
In fairness to the organization, Brooke Lopez was the plan.
I'm not being unfair. They still need
that.
Yes,
they do.
Londale's not the guy. So can you move him for a second-round pick or maybe give up a second-round pick and move him? Probably is what you'll have to do and get one next year. Can we make it a priority? Because as Jack Landale, whatever, this guy – what a nothing he is this year on the team.
Yeah.
Like total zero. I like that he's Australian.
Well, why? What? Why? Because he can kick a kangaroo in the
no,
face?
No. What? I like that he's got an accent. Oh. That's it. I like people with accents, but not at the expense of blocking shots and protecting the rim.
Speaking of which,
Luke. Oh, just sitting here on the bench. I'm not in the bench. See what I say right there? I can't score at all. But if I can sit here and wave a towel, maybe that'll be good. Like, if he could do something, if you got him on the broadcast with Ryan Hollins and Craig, I'll tell you right there, this guy Hinton, he can really shoot it. I know you haven't seen him all year, but he's going to come out from the G League, and he's got wicked three-point range. I would listen to that.
That's Boston a little bit more. I'm not sure they say wicked there.
It's not Boston, mate.
I'm
not
sure.
Boston, mate.
I'm not sure they say wicked as much in Australia as Boston.
You used the C word. We invented it.
You do use that a lot if you're Australian. Speaking of which, Luke Longley, Horace Grant, and Scottie Pippen are doing a world tour rebuking the Last Dance and telling their side of the story. And Luke Longley, with his Australian accent up there, it's actually kind of hilarious. And people at the comments are, Luke Longley, just say thank you to Michael. Why are you up there saying
this is
anything?
So, you know what? And this is true for the LeBron versus Michael stuff. LeBron's never going to have this issue. You may have some people who have some stuff, but LeBron is so much better a teammate than Michael Jordan. There's stuff I don't like that he tries to not take any responsibility for moves that he orchestrated and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, people are going to like LeBron. People around the league like LeBron. LeBron's going to hang out, former teammates like LeBron. You're not going to have anyone going on a world tour to bash LeBron. Now, will LeBron have his own documentary?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
LeBron's going to celebrate him some LeBron. But with that said, he's more likable than Michael.
Oh, you know what?
This is sad that the greatest basketball player in our life now has in his fifth – he's close to 60.
He's 60.
He's 60 years old, and he's got to have his teammates. And so people like you and really anybody that celebrated and loved the Bulls championships, can you imagine people blasting Olajuwon?
No.
Like coming out and saying, man, how bad would that feel for Rockets fans?
They love him. You know what? He's right. What am I thinking about?
Are you sure they're refuting the Last
Rockets
Dance?
Traded for Steven Adams for next year. That's exactly what they need.
Oh. Thank you. Probably Rocket fans are losing their mind. These two losers
don't know what.
See, this is your job, Mapes. Yeah. You got to come in and check us on stuff like this.
When you started doing the Jock Landale accent, I was like, oh, they do have Steven Adams.
You should have come in.
I was thinking you don't even have to really retire the accent.
No.
I know one's Australian, one's New Zealand.
And Steven Adams can look like, what was her name? The Khaleesi, who was she with? Khal Drogo.
Yeah.
He does have a Khal Drogo
vibe.
He
looks just like Khal Drogo.
Yeah, which is great. And so... yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Now,
Steven Adams.
Is he a shot blocker, though? He's physical. He's exactly what you want.
That's exactly what you want.
You're so worried about some physical brand of basketball that doesn't exist.
Well, no, it's
coming in
happen
and dominating.
Now. Oh, no. Listen, the better teams. Why is Minnesota good all of a sudden? Well, Cat couldn't win anything. Now he's got Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, but Cat.
It's a huge difference.
But the difference is Cat shoots threes.
And
he's a stretch four.
So does Alpi. So slow down.
I don't want Alpi shooting that much.
Well,
he's got great moves around the paint.
You just slow down. Alpi's got range.
Where's Steven Adams going to stand? Get out of the way, Steven.
But you got Rudy Gobert, and now all of a sudden you're really good. guess what? That's a defender inside.
Yeah, no, I love that because you can stretch, though. The difference is you stretch.
We got Steven Adams. We're winning it all.
Cat is a three-point champ. He's won a three-point shootout.
We're winning it all. Steven Adams is here. I forgot all about that. What am I, stupid? Yeah, everybody, you're right. All the Rockets fans are going, these two are idiots, right?
Watch a game. I watched yesterday, and I turned it off in the fourth.
No, we turned it off, too. It was awful. It was awful. Time to talk about home base.
And by the way, Sean, time to check you. You just are sitting there running around like, I'm sorry, do you think that somebody who is Mexican is also Puerto Rican?
No.
Do you think somebody who is Australian is also New Zealand?
I immediately backtracked. Okay. I said, that might give me in trouble.
No, it's not the same thing. Listen, New Zealanders don't like being
Sean,
called Australians.
I'm with you on this one. Same thing.
It's okay. Not same.
Same accent. Can we?
I think
that?
It's good very
good. Eye.
Very similar.
It's crikey.
Very similar.
Sean, you're good.
New Zealanders don't say crikey.
That's all right, but they use the C word there.
Probably.
No, you don't. They do. Time to talk about Home Bank right now. Right now, Home Bank is here for you with five locations in the area. 42 banks all over the U.S. Five right here. River Oaks, Sugar Land, Gulf Freeway, Baybrook, Friendswood. River Oaks, Sugar Land, Gulf Freeway, Baybrook, and Friendswood. So you're looking for a home bank. This is easy to do. They got a CD rate that you need to take advantage of. An annual percentage yield of 5.15% on a seven-month CD. Or if you want a longer term, you get 4.75% APY on a 14-month CD. The minimum balance is just $2,500. You're going to want to put more into it. I don't know how much money you got laying around. Can you lay around for 7 months or 14 months? If you can afford to have it lay around, why not let your money make money for you? It's what Home Bank is doing. Local bankers help you meet your financial goals, help you meet all of your needs, personal and business banking solutions. Visit home24bank.com for more information. Home Bank, member FDIC.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You do like me.
I just don't like you no more. You do like me. I don't.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.